Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed. Today I wanted to talk about just a quick life update really. I've obviously told you a while ago that I started a new job and I recorded several like podcast episodes before starting the job because I anticipated that I'd be tired, that I'd be busy and that I wouldn't have as much free time to be able to do the podcast, so I wanted to be prepared. Well, as of recording this now, you're getting it a few weeks after this moment, I've done my first week at the job and I wanted to update you and tell you that it went really, really well. The reason I'm telling you this, you might not personally care for my life and that's fine, but the reason I'm telling you this is because it is something that we all can relate to and it's something that we all need to hear at times. The fact that I was starting something new, something that I felt unprepared for, something that I really wasn't sure that I was qualified to do, that I had the ability to do, that I had the confidence to do. And basically, I was walking into something. It felt like I was walking onto like a battlefield with like no armor. Like I was naked and I had no weapons, no armor, and I had suddenly had to fight against the opposition. That's what it felt like. And of course, this is me kind of catastrophizing, being perhaps overly dramatic, but obviously, it came down to feeling really anxious and, like I say, feeling unprepared, ill-equipped to do this kind of thing. Teaching in a school, helping out in a school, isn't easy. It's not a simple job. It's not a job that you walk into and wing it and, you know, don't take it seriously. You do have to take it seriously because those kids are relying on you to help them shape their futures, that you could make a mistake or let down a child and it can have detrimental effects on their whole life. Right? And me knowing that felt really scary because I was like, I don't want to let these kids down. I don't want to let down the people who hired me. I don't want to make a mistake. You know, all of that. And I really want to paint you a picture here because I was really scared to apply. I suddenly found that the job was available and I applied before I could talk myself out of it because I knew that I had the ability to talk myself out of it because I knew how scary it would be to do the job. But I applied and I was scared and I was thinking about it, overthinking, thinking about it all the time, like, oh, if I get the job, will it be good? If I don't get the job, I'll feel rubbish, but at the same time, I'll kind of feel relieved because I won't have to do it. And it was all these kinds of things. And then I got invited for the interview. I was terrified to go for the interview. When I got to the interview, I thought it would be a basic interview. It was not. I had to sit with the kids. I had to do a maths and English test. And I was not prepared to do those things. So naturally, I sat there. When I got told that, I was like, I need to make an excuse to leave because I can't do this. I'm not prepared to do this. And I literally had to force myself to stay seated. I was very much prepared to walk out of that room and never come back and just pretend that, oh, I left the stove on at home, or, oh, I feel sick, I'm going, and just run out of the building. That's how I felt. But I forced myself to stay and I stayed. And apparently I smashed the interview. That's what they've told me, that I was heads and tails above the rest. And that completely blows my mind. Like every time they say that to me, I just laugh because that doesn't seem real to me, that I could seem so confident, that I could seem so articulate. They said that I was really well spoken and that I knew what I was talking about, and I was like, really? Are you sure? You're talking about me? You sure you didn't hire the wrong person? But that's literally because obviously the way that I see myself is not the way that other people see me. I remember one time going for therapy with a new therapist. I was just trying her out for a bit. And I walked into the building and she was like, are you sure you're in the right place? And I was like, yeah, I'm here for therapy. I've got, you know, this and that. And she was like, it's just that you walked in here with such confidence. I didn't think that you were in the right place. And that, again, baffled me so much. But I've always considered myself as someone with no confidence, somebody who shows no confidence, someone who's shy and quiet. And I guess that that's just not how I come across at all. Because people are saying that I walk with confidence, that I know what I'm talking about, I know what I'm doing. And that just seems crazy, but it's something that I need to remind myself whenever I doubt myself. So obviously it was my first day on Monday and I was terrified. I felt so sick. I couldn't sleep. I felt like I couldn't eat. I packed my bag and felt completely unsure. I tried to dress nice so that I felt good, but it all was a lot. But then I got there, and funnily enough, I did actually get a bit teary. I did kind of cry when I was speaking one-to-one with my line manager, because I just said to her, like, I'm scared that I can't do this. And I needed her to kind of know how unprepared I was, because I didn't want to be thrown into the deep end. I didn't want her to have any impression that I knew exactly what I was doing, because I didn't. I did not know what I was doing, and I would need help, and they needed to know that I needed help. And they were great. They've all been so great. They did help me. And that's another thing that I want you to remember. No matter what it is in life, there will be people there to help you. If you're doing something for the first time, you're doing something scary, whatever it is, even if you have to do it alone, there will be somebody there to help you, or, you know, resources there to help you. You can do your research, you can read books, you can watch talks and anything like that. There are things out there to help you when you feel like you're alone in something. You're not actually alone. Obviously, nobody could do this job for me. Nobody could do that first day for me, that first week for me. I had to do it, and it did feel like I was alone. But to be specific, I obviously was not alone. The people that were there who have done the job before helped me every step of the way. Anytime I had a question, they answered it. They said that there was no silly questions, and that if I felt worried about something, then I should ask. And they've helped me this whole week. They've helped me. They've all been absolutely amazing. And the same goes for, like, my friends and family. They've all been my cheerleaders. I've said, yes, it's not going to be easy, but you can do this. They kept telling me, you can do this, you can do this. That it's not going to be easy because you don't know what you're doing yet, but it's going to get easier. And I've had to kind of help myself as well. Like, obviously, the podcast that I've recorded have kind of been not just me talking to you guys, but me talking to myself, because I can listen back to my own podcasts and tell myself this advice. You know what I mean? So I can say to myself, you are going to find this hard, but you got this, because you cannot know if you can do something or not unless you do it. And now that I've done my first week, I know that I can do it. Obviously, from here on now, it's going to get a little bit more difficult, because I'm going to have more independence. More is going to be expected of me. I'm going to have to learn a lot more. But I now know the fundamentals. I know what the kids are like. I know what classes I'm going to be sitting in. And I know that I can do it. I have the skills. That's why they hired me. They saw it in me that I have good interpersonal skills. I'm empathetic. I'm patient. I'm kind. I'm a good listener. So why not? Why wouldn't I be good at supporting these kids in the classroom? And these are kids that are on the autism spectrum as well. So they have autistic spectrum disorder, a lot of these children. So I've not worked with children with any special needs before, but suddenly I'm working with kids with ASD, kids with dyslexia, dyspraxia, dyscalculia, all different kinds of special needs. And these kids have responded to me so well. I've responded to them so well. I've learned a lot about them. Obviously, it's not easy for them, and it's not easy to deal with them sometimes when they're feeling overwhelmed, or, you know, they're unsure of something, and in that makes them upset, of course. But I can only learn on the job, really. I can go and do a course, but you have to put what you learn into practice anyway, because dealing with something in real life is completely different to reading about it. So I just wanted to say that, yeah, you learn as you go with a lot of things in life, and you might feel unprepared. You might feel like you're not ready, I'll wait till later. But the thing is, you will never be ready with that kind of mindset. You have to do things before you're ready. And that's what I've done with this new job. I wasn't ready, and I didn't think I could do it, but look at me, after 1 week, I feel so good about it. I don't know how I'll feel by the end of next week or by the end of the month, but for now, right now, which is the only moment that really matters, right now I feel good. I feel like I can do this. I feel like I'll be appropriately challenged. I feel like I'll be using the skills that I was blessed with. I feel like I'll be using my brain. I feel like I'll be getting a right balance of, you know, movement, but also sitting, you know, not sitting all day, but not standing all day either. So there's a lot of good things about this. And, you know, working with kids is fun. And, you know, kids being kids can be really annoying, but kids being kids can keep you alive as well, make you feel good and remember the silliness of life, right? That I have such a problem sometimes with taking life less seriously, but working with these kids has helped me to rekindle my inner child, which is so funny, because this month's tarot reading, I do tarot cards for each month just because I like it. I'm not sure how much I believe in it, but I like it. And this month it did say to me to remember your inner child, to connect with your inner child. And I already feel like that's what I'm doing by working with these children. I, like I say, will find them annoying sometimes, but I'll also just remember that, you know what, you can laugh at something stupid, it's okay. Life is stupid sometimes, and sometimes you need to laugh when you feel like you want to cry, you know? So, yeah, I've kind of rambled, but that's my life update. Right now, I'm feeling so bloody proud of myself. Not a lot of people understand how hard this was for me to do, but, and how, like, big a decision this was for me, how big a step this was for me, but I know how hard it was, I know how big this is, and I'm patting myself on the back. I am cheering for myself, because I deserve it. I've worked hard, and people have given me a chance, and I'm not gonna let this chance go. I've been brave, I've took this step, and so, yes, Shana, if you're listening to this in the future, I am so proud of you. No matter if you decide that you don't want to do this anymore, I'm proud that you even gave it a shot, and I'm proud that you've took this step. I also want to say that you learn as you go, and that's definitely what I'm still doing. It's what I've done all week. I want to say that it's good to take life less seriously, to breathe, to laugh, to be silly. It's okay to go back to the basics. It's okay to put different things in the front of your mind to, you know, reorganize and reprioritize as you need to trust yourself and know that you can deal with things more than you think you can. It's good to take steps before you're ready, and it's okay to not be sure that you can do something, but to do it anyway, right? So if any of that has resonated with you, then I hope that this podcast was worth it. But if not, then I'm sorry that it's kind of a wasted week. But next week we'll go back to other topics, and I've got some different things, different ideas lined up anyway. And I'll hopefully be able to have time to keep up with the podcasts. Obviously, I can't predict the future, but I'm going to try my best. And yeah, I'm feeling good, basically. I'm excited for spring and what it's bringing. It definitely feels like it's bringing some great new beginnings, some feelings of rebirth, which is always so symbolic and so beautiful. Spring is my birthday as well, so yeah, I really do like this time of year, and I don't know, I'm feeling really positive. So let's see. Take care, guys, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.